Welcome back to the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
Swing it along with the left. That's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
You bet!
This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
We do continue here on a Friday night. We've got a full two-hour program taking you till 8 o'clock and even beyond, leading you right into Cardinals baseball. Cardinals opening up a weekend series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game one tonight, Jose Quintana going for the Cardinals, Andrew Heaney going for the Dodgers. It is a battle of left-handers. A 9:10 first pitch. That means network pregame will begin at 8:15. But basically, you've got no reason to go anywhere between now and maybe 1, who knows, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll see. It could be a late night here at KMOX. Earlier this week, the Missouri Valley Conference conducted their annual men's basketball tip-off event at the Missouri Athletic Club. Earlier in the week, I got the chance to, we talked with the head coach of the Missouri State men's basketball team, Dana Ford. If you ever miss any of our interviews, you can always go to KMOX.com and find the Sports Open Line podcast. You can go to the Odyssey app, which is always there for you, whether you want to get something on demand or just listen to the show live. That is good for you. But yeah, earlier in the week, we heard from Coach Dana Ford from Missouri State. Also conducted an interview earlier this week with the commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference, Jeff Jackson. And you know, it's been kind of a weird time for college athletics over the last couple of years. This is the first academic year coming out of COVID where stuff is starting to feel normal. Even this time last year, there were more restrictions. And not that everything is completely normal right now, but we're a lot closer to it than we've been for quite some time. And the first thing we talked about was just the excitement of being able to hold Media Day, something that they've not been able to do in recent years, and just kind of all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with what feels like the beginning to the Valley men's basketball season.
Well, it's great, especially when you consider that last year we weren't able to do these things. I think having the opportunity to have our men basketball players here in St. Louis this week, and then last week having our women basketball players in the Quad Cities, you know, you're right. It's a kickoff, and it's a chance for us to promote, talk, do some community service. And it's an outstanding group of student athletes, and anything we can do to enhance their experience, we want to make sure we're doing those things.
You're still relatively new on the job. You mentioned COVID. I mean, this feels like stuff is finally getting back to normal. Are you almost kind of feeling like, okay, I can really start doing my job now?
I think we were doing our job the minute that we jumped on, but I think the fact that we can now be a little bit more overt, we can be out in the open air and participating, having the type of interview that we're having right now, which we probably couldn't do 14 months ago, obviously it made things a little bit easier, and I also think it enhances the experience for all those involved.
Okay, realignment, the non-Power 5 conferences aren't supposed to get better. Your league arguably gets better. What does that say about this league?
Well, I think it says that we have a tremendously strong group of CEOs. I think our presidents and chancellors did an outstanding job during this process. I think they were proactive. I think they understood what the market and what the environment was going to be maybe a little bit earlier than others. And you're right, we were fortunate. We were able to add three institutions who will really add to the worth, the value, and enhance the presence of the Missouri Valley Conference.
When you go through that process and you're evaluating schools, a UIC, not to take anything away from what they do basketball-wise, but they bring the city of Chicago, which is really important to this league. And then you look at the other two programs that bring in both championship programs. What's it like for you, the university presidents, going through that evaluation process of the unique things that schools can bring to the league?
Well, you know, you have a lot of conversations. You know, we hired an outside group to do some metrics for us in terms of making sure we were understanding, you know, what was taking place in the social media space, what was taking place from an attendance, how were things being looked at in our multimedia rights space or our broadcasting space. And you take all that information and you try and chop it down. You try to have some pragmatic conversations about what can really enhance your product. And again, I think our CEOs did a tremendous job, and we landed on, I think, what most people would agree to be the positive side of the ledger.
The other big change right now in college athletics is name, image, likeness. What have you seen from your member institutions as they go into those murky waters?
Well, I think our schools have embraced it. I think our schools understand the importance of doing everything we can to enhance our student athletes' experience. And I think the fact maybe long overdue, that our student athletes can take advantage of who they are in an organic fashion is something that's positive. I think the experiences that they're going to have, what they're going to learn, what they're going to understand, if the collegiate space is about supposed to be about education, this is just another part of that, and I'm excited about it, and I'm excited what our schools and our student athletes are doing.
Your member institutions, for the most part, are schools that have fan bases that really embrace basketball. There are athletic departments that invest in facilities, things like that. That doesn't happen everywhere. There are some leagues out there that don't have the type of schools that you have. How proud does that make you make?
Well, I think what you're talking about is what makes the Missouri Valley special. The fact that we have such, maybe the word is intimacy, between our institutions and the environments that they reside, that there is a legacy, there is an importance, especially to the sport of basketball, and we don't run from that. I also think it's why, as you were talking about earlier in the realignment, that we're such an attractive port of call for some institutions because they know what the Valley is. You know, we're here in St. Louis where we've had our tournament for the last 30 years. We just did a tour of the Enterprise Center with our new athletic directors. There's not many conferences that have this type of environment, this type of facility that surrounds and gives their student athletes to experience this during their championship season.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've been to conference tournaments where there's just not a lot of excitement, not a lot of people there. They're just putting them in some city to say, hey, we're in this city. That's not the case with this at all.
Yeah, we're extremely fortunate, and you know, a lot of the credit has to go to people who definitely were here prior to my tenure in the Missouri Valley Conference, but we're going to do what we can to work off of that and continue to grow the product.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's my pleasure.
There's Jeff Jackson. We talked to him earlier in the week at the Missouri Athletic Club during the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tip-off event. It's going to be college basketball season before you know it. And teams get official practices getting underway next week. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see what can happen. And again, what I alluded to there, and I think it's really worth spending some time on for a moment. The way conference realignment works in college athletics is it all starts with one Power 5 program taking schools from another Power 5 program. So the SEC decides that they're going to go grab Texas and Oklahoma. And then all of a sudden, what does the Big 12 do? They got to get some schools. So they go to the American Athletic Conference and they go grab a Houston and they grab a Central Florida and they get an independent in BYU. But then you're the American Athletic Conference, and what do you have to do? You got to find some schools. So you look to leagues like the MAC, and like it's a trickle down process where because some already big league that's a powerful force takes schools, while everybody else kind of tries to just make up some version of that. What happened with the Missouri Valley was, and this is not a diss at Loyola. They're obviously a great program and have played really well and have been, from a national standpoint, have made some incredible runs here recently, and that gave them the opportunity to move on. But what the league did is it brought in two championship-caliber programs in Belmont and Murray State, who we've seen both those schools have a lot of success and be in the tournament. And then the other school they brought in was they lost the Chicago market with Loyola, so they got UIC. I'm not trying to be dismissive of UIC. They're fine. They're okay. They'll compete in the league, but UIC's biggest selling point was the fact that they're located in the city of Chicago. And that's important. Like when you're out there selling your TV package and you're doing corporate advertising and you want to get people to buy into the league, it really helps to have eyes in Chicago watching. You want big markets. So you lose Loyola, you go get UIC. So it was a sort of a two-pronged thing. They lost a really good basketball program. They made up for it with two really good basketball programs. They lost the city of Chicago. They lost the Chicago market. They make up for that by going and getting a Chicago school to join the league as well. And mainly from a basketball-only standpoint, not from a market standpoint, the addition of Belmont, the addition of Murray State makes the league better, makes the league deeper, makes the league better. And that just, it's not supposed to happen. When you lose schools, you're not supposed to replace them with something that makes the league overall better, and I think that's what the Valley did do. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me as well. Taking you to 8 o'clock tonight, it is Sports Open Line on KMOX.